All around the disaster zones, people are telling extraordinary tales of survival. Among them, David Lamb, a 36-year-old computer programmer. Lamb is British. He lives in Hamburg, Germany, and he was on vacation in Sri Lanka when the tsunami hit. NPR's Philip Reeves has his story.
It was a clear, bright morning in Unawatuna. David Lamb and his German girlfriend had enjoyed Christmas in the resort, a cluster of guest houses set along the edge of a beach on Sri Lanka's southernmost coast. The couple rose Sunday looking forward to another beautiful installment in their five-week vacation touring the country.
We've been swimming. We're just going to have breakfast. We'd sat down to breakfast. The waiter had just put a coffee pot on the table, hadn't he, when the first wave hit, and we didn't see anything coming. There were a lot of people swimming at the time, but I think there were also most of the people were still in bed because it was the day after Christmas.
Lamb says at first no one really took the situation seriously. Only when a second wave struck shortly after the first was it clear that a disaster was unfolding.
The tables and chairs just sort of exploded into the air, and we ran back away from the beach and managed to get up to our room, which was on the first floor. The water was rising with me, and it just didn't look like it was going to stop. You know, it stopped at the first floor.
Then came another rush of water, this time not so much a wave as a giant sea swell.
It was huge and just took everything that was around, buildings, trees. Trees were snapping in half. It was really loud. Basically, every building around us collapsed. We thought our building was going to go. You could see the foundations just being washed away. As soon as the first wave receded, everything got sucked out into the sea.
As Lamb recounts their escape, now in the safety of a hotel in Sri Lanka's capital, Colombo, he's still evidently shaken. Some images are burned into his memory. He remembers a couple carrying around their dead baby hours afterwards. He remembers the awful screams that began with the vast rush of water and then gradually died away. And he remembers the burial later on in a shared but marked grave in a nearby paddy field of eight people whom no one among the survivors had managed to identify. Lamb believes many of the dead were people trapped in their guest house bedrooms.
All the ones that said that they got out, they said they got out because the walls collapsed and they were sucked out. And I don't know how many people are still, well, who didn't get out.
As the water receded, Lamb and his girlfriend moved to higher ground. They took refuge a few hundred yards from the beach in a guest house called The Rock because it's set against a rock face.
We first got to The Rock and people were in a state of shock and panic. Every few minutes there'd be a rumor of another wave coming and people would start panicking and running up the rock face.
Several hundred other survivors had also gathered at the same guest house, among them some 40 children. There were, Lamb says, many injured, but only one doctor and one medical assistant who created a makeshift clinic and treated the injured with whatever medicines survivors could gather. The group comprised foreign tourists, but also Sri Lankans, who'd gone to Unawatuna because Sunday was a Buddhist holiday. They began the long wait for help to arrive from outside.
The first day we scavenged. Everyone went out, people tried to get back to hotels if they were still standing, just picking up bottles of Coca-Cola and water. A lot of people were completely naked. They had no clothes. They had no shoes. People went out in scavenging parties to claim mattresses and mosquito nets and water and anything they could get, sheets and stuff from the hotels that remained standing. Enough stuff to make bandages, and it was quite amazing.
It eventually emerged there were other survivors scattered around the landscape.
There were three groups of people, some in the jungle on the hills, us in a rock house, and others who'd made it up to the Buddhist temple, which is also on a hill.
On the third day, vehicles began to arrive to take the survivors out of Unawatuna. This is just one of a multitude of communities in Asia now destroyed, each one the scene of a human tragedy.
People I know in Unawatuna, people have been building it up for the last 10 years, working to make something happen there for the last 10 years, and it's just gone in the space of 10 minutes, everything. There's nothing left there.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Trincomalee.